Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, well, the North Korean military, they have some troops in Ukraine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how many people know this.
Wait, are they helping Ukraine or Russia?
No, they're helping Russia.
Russia.
Yeah. Stands to reason.
Yeah. Yeah, Putin is cozied up to North Korea, so they ship some over there. He's, he can't seem to beat those pesky Ukrainians.
So, as you can imagine, the untethered North Korean soldiers are out of their, speaking of living in a bubble.
Yes.
That's probably the biggest and tightest bubble in the world.
Yeah, it's insane.
North Korea.
Yeah.
Those people don't know anything over there because they aren't allowed to.
And they've been training for all this, but never have actually got to do anything ever.
So I don't know how many of them are over there, but they are saying now that since they have joined the war in Ukraine on behalf of Russia, they now have unfettered internet access.
Yep.
And this would be a first time for that.
Yeah.
And apparently they are watching tons and 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 tons of porn.
Yeah, the headline that I read was gorging on pornography.
But imagine not even knowing that it existed.
Right.
And then there being so much of it.
Right.
Think about it. You're a 24-year-old male.
And you find out it's even a thing, and then it's available to you.
And all of a sudden, someone's like, dude, check this out.
You think TV is fun? Look at this.
Boom.
I think the most fascinating part of that is what is the extent of their knowledge of other people? You know, like, so they're in Ukraine, so they obviously know that other countries like Ukraine, you know, they know there's a war going on there. They know about Russia. They know about white people. But when you start to view porn, and we all know the rabbit holes you could go down there, like
happens to the best of us, man.
I mean, what blows their mind most? Could it just simply be that, you know, like, I don't know, it's like black people? And they're like, wait, what?
I would give anything to hear.
They're seeing black dong for the first time. They're going, oh my God.
I would give
black,
anything.
Please, thank you.
Black dong? To hear a soldier. Give an unfiltered report on. I just like your first week of internet porn, your first week ever of just this is what's there. Because we all remember like when you were like 12 or whatever.
The thing is, for everybody else that we know, it was an evolution. It evolved from something way more basic than that.
Right? Like,
and now there's this whole huge world. But that whole world just being dropped onto you?
Yeah, because I remember like it started out with like a Victoria's Secret catalog, right? And or the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. And then I remember seeing Revenge of the Nerds. Like I kind of stayed in the back while my my family, like my dad's friends, were watching Revenge of the Nerds, and I think that was the first time I saw Up Tops, Miss Betty Childs, And then, like, my buddy, his dad had some Playboy magazines in his garage. And then I found my dad had some Hustlers in our garage. And I was like, what is happening here? Like, oh, my God. So it's a progression. I can't imagine at 24, and I knew what porn was. I was watching Scrambled Cinemax. I was doing everything I could to get my hands on it. Now imagine at 24 not even being aware that porn is a thing, yeah. And you don't
that
get...
That people do that in front of a camera and record it.
Yeah. And now you get 2024 porn, and there is
weird stuff everywhere.
Everything. There's even times where now at 46, I'm like, whoa, I can't believe that's happening. What were we Googling the other day? It was... No, remember...
I can't reveal that.
No, we were talking about something, and Buck brought up a video or something, and I said, where do you find it? He said, on Twitter. And I searched...
Oh, it was Dan Lanning Hot Boys.
Dan Lanning Hot Boys. And so I went to Twitter.
You pulled up
and
like
I typed in Dan Lanning Hot Boys, and let me tell you...
There were some hot boys.
That's not what... It's not Dan Lanning. There was four hot boys doing something, like... I can't imagine what that's like.
I got something's on.
There's no way those guys can. I bet you they all defect. Everyone's like, I'm out. As long as you give me this internet porn thing, I'm out of here.
Or they go home and they just divorce all of their wives.
I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Yeah, I don't think you can.
Don't.
I think you got to defect while you're outside of North Korea.
But imagine
right?
going back and then having that shut off to you. Like, yeah. The faucet was on, and now they're, like, closing the fire
Yeah, they're going to go back, and they're going to ask their commander, like, hey, where's all the porn?
But seriously, what is their home life like when they go home after that?
Man. Yeah, and do they now know?
Do they tell their wives about all the things they saw? Can you do this, honey?
Honey, you're never going to believe it.
This is what's going on. And she's like, what? She's not believing it. You just, like, trying
No, why would anyone do
she's
that?
Like,
on
he's
a...
going crazy. Dude, war just... makes him crazy.
Boy, war does make you crazy, but in this case, this is a whole different kind of crazy. Gorging
I just
porn.
Have so many questions about how these men may be thinking.
Yeah.
So many.
How do you focus on death and destruction when you got Lisa Ann doing God knows
right.
what?
And then do they something about
exactly.
it?
Exactly. In like, front of, they're like, hey, you know what? Just look the other way. Right. Or they're all, it turns
Or is that culturally like big, so yeah. much of a no-no they're scared to? Or like, they're like, hey, open season? What are we doing?
I don't know. So Again, much question.
Are they discussing it with each other or not?
I just want an interview. I need one soldier to get captured and to do some sort of interrogation interview and we get the lowdown on this. Because I need to know. I absolutely need to know.
I tell you, that North Korea.
Well, I thought about this. Not that it's the same.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not the same thing, but there was a video I saw on Twitter maybe a month ago, and... I think this was from the, I want to say it was maybe 15, 20 years ago. I think it was early 2000s. And it was an uncontacted tribe.
Yeah.
In somewhere in the Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what blew their mind? And again, this is an uncontacted tribe versus Korea, but this is the, and so the anthropologist or whatever who was able to schedule a meeting and kind of built up some trust. And then he was allowed to go into their village first time. And you know what the number one thing that he, and it was a kind of a cool article. There was a YouTube video on there too. And there was one thing he said that they could not process. And the video of it is amazing. Take a guess.
Zombie porn?
No. And they did not go with like cell phones or anything. Like they that was too much.
Okay, so let me think about this.
Think way more basic. They said that they were very careful to not overdo it. Like you can't bring in a cell phone to these people and be like,
"Hey, check it out."
Yeah. Well, they would think that it's a demonic thing, yeah. And all. It's, you know.
Just click on the apps.
Yeah. Doesn't work. But they spent the video.
And
was
they
like,
brought this to them, or is just something that they had?
They brought it to them, and the video was like 10 minutes, and he said they spent an hour plus on this, and they couldn't, like, no one could handle it, could understand it.
They didn't know what it was for.
No, they didn't know what it was, and I'll see if I can pull up the video. I'll see if I can go back and find it because it's fascinating to see.
Are we toilet?
And they're passing it around, ooh, and toilet. It's just.
I'm gonna go with like a fork or like something like a utensil of some sort.
Buckley,
he said toilet.
I said a toilet.
A mirror.
Oh,
they've never seen themselves.
Even in like water, like in like a river or stream, pool mirror. Or water. Hmm.
Guy wow. had a guy had like a decent sized mirror, yeah. Like an 8x10 mirror sort crazy. Of thing, and they were fighting. Like there was a line of the, and they all just, and they would put their head out to the side. They would put their hand in front of it. Could not comprehend the mirror. Now imagine internet porn.
So instantly their vanity was on display.
Yes. And they were look as you know, they were all, a lot of them had like nose piercings and different hair. And they were, I'm assuming it's.
They've seen what each other look like, but they don't know what themselves look like.
No, they didn't know what this. And they just, the guy was just staring at the mirror. And they, and when it was time for someone else to have it, the guy
like
was
a
like,
struggle.
It was
like
a struggle.
Yeah.
They wouldn't stop looking at it.
So do you think the guy.
And then some people were scared by it and other people were mesmerized by it.
So do you think the guy who gets the most TED in the village sees himself for the first time and goes, oh, yes. That's why I'm getting all this tutty.
Well, imagine being 30 years old and you have no idea what you look like.
Yeah, that is crazy.
But again, now imagine internet porn. You bring them a screen and you're like, hey, by the way, you think that mirror was crazy? Check this
out. Well, what about anime porn? What if you showed, Tentacle? Well, not anime, but AI porn. What if you showed them porn of them doing it with somebody else?
What if you showed all the ones that are like some made up scenario that people fantasize about, like, oh, it's the pizza delivery guy showing up, or it's the they're everyone's on a bus together and it just starts happening, or you're looking at real estate and the broker just decides that she's gonna. I mean, there's so many avenues for these guys to go down.
By the way, I love the people that are like, this is a fake story. They've had to have seen their reflection in water. Okay, I'm pretty sure that they didn't set up a deep expedition into the jungle with a fake mirror. And I think there's a difference between seeing a murky reflection in a mirror and a crystal clear image that is of yourself. I'll see if I can find the video for you because it really is fascinating. And the anthropologist guy is just grinning the entire time because he's just, you know, you can't believe that, you know, you're getting to experience that for the first time. But then there's little kids and, you know, the whole thing.
Well, it's the end of an era, guys.
No more.
No more Reagan.
Oh, yeah.
She retired.
Saw that.
So we'll get to that.
Controversy.
We also have fun monkey times in South Carolina.
Yeah, that's not fun monkey times. I know
it's fun.
I found the video. You can check it out during the break.
Okay. You said it's like an hour. I don't think I have an hour.
Well, no. I mean, this clip of it, they did a minute 25. There's a longer video, but perfect. There's a short one of them just with the mirror.
I tell you what, a video any longer than 2 minutes gives me pause.
Yeah. This one, this one they cut down to a minute 25.
Perfect. I can stomach that. The club continues next, but first, Buck with Sports.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.